This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. There are days I worry about the future. And today is one of those days. Not because I anticipate that riots will begin anytime soon here in the common sense Midwest. Which would be, you know, take the seven counties of the Twin Cities and everything west of there, all the way into Montana, North and South Dakota. That'd be my definition of common sense Midwest. But you ever wonder about that? You ever want? I mean, you have to, don't you? And it can be a challenge to, if you start, you could worry yourself into the ground. You could really worry yourself into the ground over things like, what kind of an America will my kids, will my grandkids inherit? What kind of an America will they inherit? I talked to Jerry Breyer recently at the Gold Silver Exchange of Grand Forks. And Jerry's a longtime friend, longtime client of ours. He's really the gold standard when it comes to precious metals and someone you just can trust and whether or not you're buying or selling or whatever. And Jerry's getting up there in years, so I love asking people that are seasoned citizens just for a little perspective. So I asked him that question. We're going to play that today for you in the court. Just the answer to that one question. Do you worry about what kind of future will be left for your kids and grandkids? University of Mary's Rachel Brash will be here. We're going to talk about how they have done an incredible job at UMary in welcoming military members to join the University of Mary students. They're military-friendly schools. We're going to talk about that. Congressman Kelly Armstrong will be here. He's going to walk us through, beginning to end, you know, the Michael Flynn case has really brought to the forefront the game, for lack of a better term, the plan against Donald Trump, where you literally take gold standard law enforcement institutions like the FBI, the Justice Department, and you corrupt them for political gains because you think you're better than everybody else and you want to stop the will of the people. That's happened. Now, I know a good chunk of this audience follows this and does a wonderful job of putting it into context and talking about it. But you know what? I don't think enough people understand what's happened here. So we've asked Congressman Armstrong to help us, you know, walk through the pieces of that so you really have a chance to understand. If you consider it a lot of noise and you're not really, what the heck is this all about, Flynn? And did he lie? Did he not lie? And, Donald Trump and Russia and dossier and, you know, Jim Comey. Listen, you'll learn lots. Then Sean Riley will be here from North Dakota, Chief Information Officer for the state of North Dakota, the head IT man for the state. We're going to talk about the state shift to telework, which happened very quickly. We're going to talk about distance learning, what all that means on the technology side. And we're also going to talk a little bit about what it takes to defend against cyber attacks in North Dakota. So all that coming up on the program. My name is Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. Hello, Todd. Happy Thursday to you, by golly.
Likewise.
And Kevin Flynn as well. Going to push the music buttons today.
Hello, buddy.
Should do some Peggy Lee since I know yesterday was the... Wasn't it supposed to be her 100th birthday? Would have been her 100th birthday. What do they call that? The 100th anniversary of her death?
Centennial, whatever.
Maybe a little Peggy Lee today. Peggy, throw a little that in.
We got a lot of music birthdays today.
Do we? Okay, good. We have a good variety coming.
Gladys Knight, little John Fogerty.
And Daniel's on the phone when you call 800-228-0550. You can text me, 701-367-2054, or Todd, 701-226-8503. horrific news from Grand Forks yesterday. Police officer down. Police officer dead. Why? He was doing his job. Delivering some papers. Good reminder. Stark reminder. Sad reminder. The perils law enforcement faces every single time they go on a call for anything. In this case, I guess it was an eviction notice. I didn't know police delivered those. I thought that was a county thing. No, maybe in-town police do? I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, that's as simple as delivering some papers, but you know, law enforcement has to do them from time to time when people won't take them. And he's dead. And his fellow officer shot. And another woman dead. Now, we also have Minneapolis. And what we know of a situation down there of a law enforcement officer who clearly crossed the line. From everything we've seen, there's zero doubt in that. If, you know, you're restraining somebody and your foot is on their neck and they're saying, I can't breathe, you find another way to restrain the person. That law enforcement officer didn't do it. It's easy from the cheap seats, I get it, but that one's pretty obvious. I mean, even law enforcement officials are saying, bad, 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 bad. Terrible deal. People have suggested that he be charged. I assume that will happen. So essentially, a bad actor is caught and immediately called out. What's there to protest? What's there to protest? Are we trying to suggest that's what all law enforcement officers do and this one got caught? Come on. Give me a break. Now we're having a riot, a bonfire. What is that exactly they're having at Hiawatha and Lake in Minneapolis? Anybody, how do I describe that?
Anarchy? Riot. Yeah, that's anarchy. It's a riot.
Riot, yeah.
Protesting.
Yeah. And that's two blocks from where my mom and dad's office was up until just a year or two ago. So thank God they moved out of there.
Well, you know, they leave the neighborhood and it goes to hell. It's all their fault.
Representative Omar saying that their anger is warranted.
Yeah.
So there's more gas on that fire.
Chris Berg from Point of View was telling me he heard a press conference yesterday where they're complimenting the protesters, and by they I mean, the governor,
Mayor Fry,
the mayor, Keith Ellison, the attorney general. You can't make it up, folks. What's going on here? What is that all about? Again, Ferguson, which was manufactured by George Soros and company and started the whole Black Lives Matter insanity, was all a political movement is all it was. But they were saying, hey, justice wasn't served. In this case, nobody's arguing the police officer screwed up. So why are they protesting? What am I missing here? Maybe Steve can help me. He's on the road, got a little windshield time, sun is shining. You probably got this figured out, Steve. Do you?
No, I'm in the middle of this mess, Scott, because I have a girlfriend that has four QSRs down in Minneapolis, and three of them got looted last night, and one of them was three blocks from the heart of this mess that started downtown, but the others are 30 blocks away, and they got looted last night, so I'm on my way down to help her board up all of those stores, because these people have gone crazy. And like you say, the politicians haven't helped one bit.
Help? They're feeling it. You might as well hand them a rock to throw into somebody's window.
Well, that's exactly what they did last night. Because, I mean, and it isn't just in that one 3 or 4 block area. I mean, we're talking stores that are 30 blocks away. So, I mean, they knew the police weren't going to do anything last night, anywhere, and all of those stores are all within that third precinct area, and, you know, it was a free-for-all last night, and I can't believe the photo she sent me already, and this is just way over the top, so I'm on my way down there now to help her board up all of these stores. She cleaned out the Home Depot, all of their half-inch plywood, so we could board these things up.
Oh, my gosh. I just saw an AutoZone just, you know, blazing. What was left some windows that had FU written all over them. You know, I mean, that's so stupid. And again, what's different this time?
They tried burning up the liquor store in the same plaza that she's in. They tried lighting that up on fire last night, so the sprinkler system went off in every business in that plaza, which was one of hers. You know, so they not only did they loot the damn thing, but they flooded it to boot.
Well,
yeah, and this is only about a 5-square-block area in South Minneapolis, really. I mean, it really isn't,
Paul, because it's a free-for-all. No, because two of their stores are 30 blocks apart, and they looted those last night.
Oh, this is okay. It started in one area, but it has really spread like, pardon any pun, wildfire.
Yeah. It really did. Yep.
And the difference here is normal situation like this. Normally, something like this happens. What happens? People come out and say, "Stop, calm." You know, this. You know, diffuse the situation. Instead, you got Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, and others saying, "Way to go, protesters! We're with you on this one." I mean, trying to get votes out of this. I don't get it.
Are they
going to
say the same thing a week later, just like St. Louis did? I mean, this is going to go on for days and days if they keep
holding
it.
Hey, Steve, let us know how things go down there with your girlfriend and what you find out. Okay, I'd love to have a report when you get down that way. Brian in Lincoln, North Dakota is next.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Challenge that's going around. You seen that? The top 10 albums.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I've done it.
Influenced your life. Toto would be on there for me.
Oh, there you
go. This one right here. The red cover. I don't remember the title of the album. Right there. Love Toto. Not just the dog on Wizard of Oz either. I'm talking about the... today would be a great day to have home cooking for lunch. You're tired of the same old, and you want some just good old-fashioned home cooking. You just go, oh, is that good? Grab and go or have a seat. PetroServe USA Studios, where we broadcast from, so we can tell you about what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA. Out in Valley City, pulled pork and a French dip sandwich on the menu. Meatloaf dinner at Harwood. Breakfast, tater tot hot dish at 12th Avenue North. Or go chicken fettuccine if you're West Fargo, West Main Avenue. Really, really good. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. Every PetroServe location has the 4 for $4 deal, the pizza, the two homemade delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce pop of coffee. Four items, $4. PetroServe USA. Let's go to Brian in Lincoln. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Best named town in North Dakota, right? There's no better named town than Lincoln. I love it.
Right? I appreciate that. I appreciate that. My family's lived here since 1973, second family ever to move into Lincoln when it started as a city. I got a day off today. I listen to you every day, even on the days off. But I want to give a shout-out to Doug, our governor, who has shown, and I think a lot of conservatives have a concern, not only with our governor, but also with the president, as they're blindly following the medical community. And as I've listened to you the last several months, I've questioned whether Doug has been following our blind medical industry. But now I see that he's willing to step out and say, no, North Dakota's going to be first. And he wants to reopen. I know he does, but he's had that same fear that President Trump has with opening too soon. And so reading the paper today, I was happy to see that some changes are being made in the medical area of that. But then I want to do one quick weigh-in on this black man in Minnesota. Yes, it's really unfortunate, and I think these police officers should be charged, and I think they will be charged. And they'll go through a court trial. They've already been fired. They were fired immediately. I learned something when I was young, and that was never complain about something unless you have the solution. And that's what we see out of our Democratic Party today, the governor of New York, many others, is that they complain about everything, but they don't provide a solution. And that's the same thing we see from this rioting crowd in Minneapolis. What do they expect? Do they expect us to fire these police officers and then line them up and shoot them through the head? Is that what they expect? You know, the process is going to take place. And they need to provide solutions, the liberals, instead of just providing complaints. And so now I'm going to turn it over to you, bud.
No, those are all good thoughts. I appreciate it. And I agree with you on the governor. I think the governor, well, first of all, North Dakota is a third or fourth freest state through this whole thing. So, you know, you had 93% of businesses had no restrictions on them whatsoever. 7% that were, you know, that did, but like churches, you know, they decided to do what they did completely on their own. The governor didn't say, you know, do this, do that. And I think that given the numbers, I think what the governor did well is just follow the data. I mean, and put in a protocol that could give him good information to say, do we really have a problem or do we not have a problem? And it's quite obvious there's a problem, if there is a problem, in North Dakota, in Cass County. And that is being addressed now locally, which is smart. You know, Cass County, Clay County coming together and figuring that out. Although I just saw Tim Mahoney, the mayor of Fargo, saying we got to get some more businesses open up here. So even to the extent it's a quote-unquote problem in North Dakota, it'd still be the 10th best state in the country as far as, you know, the testing percentage. So I think there's been a lot of things that have been done pretty good. And I agree with you. I think the challenge for any elected leader is, okay, the white coat effect. You know, what? This doctor's going to say this thing, this doctor's going to say that thing, here's a doctor who's going to say another thing. Which one do I believe? Do I take a little bit of each? It's no easy deal. It is no easy deal. But I think he's been a great leader, and I think a great opportunity for him to showcase some of his private sector skills, where the dashboard of data drives you. Facts, right? Whereas, you know, Tim Walz in Minnesota, he's just floundering around like, you know, you can't even make it up. Just clearly, very evident, not a leader, and a very serious situation exposes that. You know, you find out the metal right there. So I agree with you, Brian. I do. Appreciate your call. Thanks so much, and keep listening. Days on, days off. We like you listening every day. Chad, on the road, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I was just actually a couple things.
wondering if the cops were actually arrested at the time of the crime, like the rest of us, then do you think the protest would get as bad? Because I don't think they'd be they'd stop completely, but it's the giving them an extra benefit of the doubt that these people are upset with.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I think these people look for a reason to protest. So, if you start really trying to apply logic to their decision making, you can get a headache in a hurry, is my theory. But
that's why I said that I wouldn't stop it. But when it gets this bad, these people, they don't think. I'm not defending the protesters one bit. But when we sit here and try and out a double standard in the justice system for other people, but then we allow the double standard for our heroes. This guy's not a hero, but a lot of them are. It makes me also upset knowing that that guy is walking free right
True.
Now.
Yeah, although, again, of all these cases that I can recall, I don't recall swiftly saying that's wrong. They're fired. They ought to be charged. All of that happened pretty quick in this case. Now, your suggestion is maybe if they're arrested at the scene, but again, arrested at the scene has to mean that somebody knows what happened and that it was wrong, and in this case it was on the film, and that didn't come out until the film. Then they get arrested, so, who there would have...
They haven't been arrested yet.
No, they have not been charged.
The film came out. I've seen that film. Even as simple as the cop who eventually gets in the way of the film and tries to block what is going on. That's what is upsetting, is there is a culture behind that thin blue line that the American public are sick of, and that the really good heroes, they're not standing up for what's right.
No, that's enough to make you scream. There's no doubt about that. I'm just saying, when everybody says they're wrong, nobody's defending them, saying, maybe he needed the boot on the front because, he was going to try and get away, or this guy did this before to an officer and he knew that. Nobody's really saying that. They're saying, it's wrong.
The police union.
You're fired. You're fired. You're gone.
The police union is.
Police union is saying what?
They're backing them. The police union is saying they did nothing wrong. The police union is saying it was justified.
Was that right? I haven't seen that. But I don't think that's what the rioters are protesting either. I think the rioters are protesting, they're rioting because that's what they do. I think this is a reason to riot. It isn't about anything that happened there. That'd be my take. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, friend.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters in Minneapolis last night gathering and again clashing with police as they protested the death of an unarmed black man who was in police custody at the time earlier this week. This protester saying,
the most impact it has for me is just a general growing distrust of police and really any kind of authority in law enforcement.
The four police officers involved in the man's death have been fired, but protesters want the four to be charged with murder. Lawmakers in the U.S. House have been voting remotely for the first time. Dozens of members voting by proxy yesterday while also holding floor votes. It was for a bipartisan bill involving human rights abuses in China. About 70 Democrats took part of the proxy voting despite a Republican lawsuit that's been trying to stop it. The rules change approved by Democratic leaders over concerns about the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Have that Be the Buffalo spirit. They just find a way. The folks at Oasis Petroleum celebrate that. Challenging times in the oil and gas industry. Challenging times, no doubt about it. Trying to get oil prices off the mat, get the industry back up, wells uncapped and going. But you know what? They've been through unbelievable times in the past. And how have they gotten through it? Be the Buffalo spirit. Go into the storm. Just go into the storm. So if you know of someone that does that, law enforcement, you take your pick. So many people out there, healthcare officials right now, working long and hard under difficult situations. You see anybody displaying that Be the Buffalo spirit, ranchers right now, wrestling the Packers on prices and looking at the price they get today versus last year and the year before and the year before that. Lots of folks out there have that Be the Buffalo spirit. Celebrate them. Call us at 855-200-1776. Just give them a quick shout-out. That's all you got to do. And you can call the Oasis Petroleum Hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right. We're joined next by Rachel Brash, Executive Director, the University of Mary's Online Division. Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. And Dave Anderson is here. Dave's a retired Brigadier General and the coordinator of military student services at the University of Mary. How are you, Dave?
I'm well. Thank you, Scott. Good morning.
First thing I want folks to know is that the University of Mary is a military-friendly school. And that's the most important thing you need to know. They have a whole team of folks, full support team, everything from your personal care to scholarships to reimbursements. They take care of everything. Rachel, talk a little bit about your effort for those that have served this great country.
Yeah, well, our military student services team is just, they're phenomenal because they all have military experience. But what we really strive to do is provide flexible programming that's affordable. So there's lots of different scholarships available. But then also, too, we need to make sure that we have the right programming, whether they're looking to get promoted or maybe they're preparing for civilian life, or it's that spouse or dependent who wants to further their education and meet their educational goals. And so what we do is we provide full support with advising, with a great resource center, and General Anderson leads that charge. And it really just provides an overall satisfactory result so that people can get in their program, get done, graduate, and accomplish what they need to out there in the world.
So, Dave, talk a little bit about the military student services at DU Mary. Rachel just went through some of the things you have for veterans. What have you found to be the most welcome from military students? What do they most appreciate about the process at DU Mary?
I think the main thing, Scott, is that University of Mary made a decision to establish basically a one-stop shop that supports and serves the military student. So in our office, we have three team members that have we have lots of military experience, and we understand the complications that come with the benefits that they're eligible for. So we help them navigate that so that they are able to understand and receive the benefits that they have earned through their military service.
Very interesting. University of Mary has established this one-stop shop for military student services. The whole idea is better serving the military and veteran students and their families. And you have a team that does this, right, Dave?
That's right. Our team is made up of three of us. Two of us have Army experience, and our coworker, Laura, she's a military spouse, so her husband currently serves in the National Guard. So we have a lot of experience in not only in how the military serves, but we've also gained now the experience on how to take the maximum benefit of the benefits they receive as a result of their service. So Wayne serves as our tuition assistance coordinator. Every branch of service offers tuition assistance for their service members. So the team member helps navigate that, helps the students understand there's requirements they have to follow, there's milestones they have to meet and suspenses they have to meet. So Wayne helps with that. And Laura does all the work to help the students certify for their Veterans Administration benefits, which can be complicated sometimes because any change in their enrollment or any changes in their life situation can make a difference that way. But we like to, here in our office, is anticipate what they might need and prioritize the effort to support them. So it's very easy, very seamless for them as they pursue their academic goals that they don't have to worry about the benefits they're eligible for. We can take care of that and help advise on that.
The scholarship opportunities are there as well. So that's one thing for former military and students to, if you're currently serving in the military, you've got an opportunity for military scholarships. Talk about that, Rachel, would you? Because I know that's a big draw. And also I love this about you, Mary, the flexible, the accelerated programs, the credit for past service. Talk about how students can start at you, Mary.
Sure. Our classes start on June 8th, July 20th, and September 7th are our next couple ones. So there's plenty of opportunities, and that provides that flexibility. All of our classes right now online are online, but this is what we also can provide for those who are actively serving in the military. For our online undergraduate and graduate programs, there's scholarships available to meet that tuition need beyond what your tuition assistance covers. And so to get started, all you need to do is apply. You go to online.umary.edu/apply, and you can go ahead and submit your application. There's no application fee. And then when you deposit, we waive that too, because we want to honor your service and all that you do. And then you'll work with Dave's team, and we'll provide those scholarships. And we want to make sure that when you enter a program, we can provide you with the shortest program of study, and that means that we give you credit for that life experience. And so just give us a call. We want to hear what your educational goals are. We want to look at all of your experience. And if you're still currently serving, we have a very flexible deployment policy. And so that way you don't have to lose track of where you are, and you can focus on what you need to. But then when you're ready to come back into school, whether it's just a few weeks later or maybe a little bit longer, we'll be here and ready for you.
Dave, tell me a little bit about the potential for promotion that comes from additional education assets on the resume. I mean, as former military that are thinking, do I want to do this or not? I'm already in the workforce. Do I want to advance further? There are some real benefits with military promotion and the education too, correct?
Yes, that's true, Scott. In every branch of service, whether you're enlisted or officer, if you seek additional professional development and particularly education outside of the military, that is used to assess your qualifications for promotion. promotions in any branch of service. It's the same for the reserve component, the National Guard and Reserve, as well as the active duty. If you can show that you've done your own professional development, if you've achieved goals such as an undergraduate degree and even a master's degree, that all helps to add to your resume, as you said, and shows your qualifications for higher level responsibilities.
Also want to talk to you guys a little bit about the customer service being the highlight of the assessment. When you sent out a questionnaire to military and veteran students and said, you know, what do you like about that? That customer service, again, the three members of the military team, they are military, so they know the language. They're there to help you. But, Rachel, why is that important, the satisfaction assessment that you found?
Mm-hmm. It's important because when somebody is going to school, they're not going to school because they have extra time on their hands. They're going to school because they have important goals that they need to meet. And so we need to be anticipatory of what those goals are and what those needs are to get them through. And so when we found out that not only Dave's team, but our admissions team, our student success advisors, the VA certification support, all of that lined up along with the great experiences, of course, that they're having in the classroom. What that says is that we're doing what we say we do. And that's really what the University of Mary is all about. We need to be present and we need to serve those populations that need it most. And that's what our sisters taught us, and that's what we keep front of mind every single day.
And it isn't just Scott saying they're military-friendly at the University of Mary. It isn't Rachel or Dave saying they're military-friendly. This is an actual process something that is a significant, milestone to earn that military-friendly designation with a school, because there's a pretty rigorous test to do that. Right, Dave?
That's correct, Scott. The military-friendly schools website and the organization, they look at information from roughly 8,000 plus schools throughout the nation, and it's a robust questionnaire, and they look at all the things that the school does to serve the military and veteran students and their families. Everything from not only the customer support, but the programs that are available, and a big plus for the University of Mary, of course, is that we have a office dedicated to the service member support and veterans and their families.
It's never too late to say, I'm going to take my education up a notch, improve my career opportunities. In the case of, military folks, maybe it's a promotion in the military or that success in the civilian career, whatever it is. And the next set of classes start June 4th. So, Rachel, tell me what folks need to do if they want to get started, find out what kind of credit they have for life experience already, what they'd need, how long it would take. The opportunities for scholarship and whatnot, what's the next step?
Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or visit us. Our website is online.umary.edu.
701-355-8030. Dave, anything else you want to share with us?
The only thing, Scott, what I'd like to say is that, I had the privilege to serve the North Dakota National Guard, where I had the opportunity to make a difference for our state and nation, and now I'm very privileged to have that opportunity again at the University of Mary to make a difference for our military veterans and their families in achieving their academic goals.
Well, we're glad you're there. Thank you for your service, and thank you for helping other members of the military get a great education at UMary. Rachel, anything else you want to leave us with?
Well, we're so proud of our students, and we're proud of the curriculum and the programs that we can offer. Monsignor said this so many times. We're going through hard times right now. There's a lot of unknowns out there, but this is what's different about the University of Mary, is that we're prepared to do it, and we're here, and we need to thrive no matter what the situations are, and we're here to help you do that.
Give them a call, 355-8030, or online.umary.edu/military services, Rachel Brash. General Anderson, thank you both very much for the time today.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks so much, Scott.
Anything for our military. Love it. Great resources for you right there. More coming up on What's
I'm
on Your
Jim.
Mind.
I'm NDFlagpoolGuy.com, and I love America. So do you. I crisscross these Great Plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now, I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions, including the Bergstead Farm Equipment Estate Auction near Voltaire, North Dakota, featuring an exceptional line of John Deere tractors and combines, Tempty grain trailers, and a lifetime collection of guns. Piper's is also featuring retirement and estate auctions in Rolette, Tuttle, Gladstone, Bismarck, Robinson, Dagmar, and Belfouche, offering farm, ranch, and construction equipment, and a large selection of guns and ammo. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Before the top of the hour, telephone number is 800-228-0550. You know, North Dakota's building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials in supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing the wind to provide a consistent income for 25 years. Not many guaranteed income sources for 25 years these days in farming, right? So together, build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities, keep electricity rates among the lowest in the country. A message from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. John in Dawson has a question for me. Would you be in Dawson, North Dakota, or would you be in Dawson, Minnesota, John?
Lake Isabel, Dawson, North Dakota.
Lake Isabel. My buddy Grant Wells had a place out there for years. Beautiful spot. Absolutely. How are you?
Well, I'm good, but I keep asking a question, and I can't find anybody that's got an answer. I've heard or understood 236 were COVID-infected down at the plant in Sioux Falls. And I haven't heard anybody dying. I haven't heard anybody getting sick. All I know is that 236 they found were infected. And they shut the plant down for 2 weeks, and that's been it. And I guess my question is that I see that South Dakota has no more deaths than North Dakota in total. So can you find out my answer?
Well, I know this. None of those that tested positive for COVID in South Dakota at the Smithfield plant were hospitalized. So,
they weren't even hospitalized.
They were not even hospitalized. So, and the workforce there is generally younger, right? So I guess it's not completely a surprise, but the original, our hair is on fire. We've got this huge problem at Smithfield certainly didn't bear that out. You know, I think that the big thing we need to realize about the entire COVID ordeal, if you go back to the very beginning on this, the reason that I was willing to go along with everything that elected leaders here, at least, proposed, which thankfully in North Dakota was the absolute minimum, was because of the projected death rate, right? So if you didn't bend the curve and keep the hospital from being overwhelmed, the sheer, you know, speed with which this would spread, you overwhelm the healthcare system and you have ultimately the risk based on the quote unquote models of the death rate. That's the reason this was different. That's why it was different than the flu. It is different in the flu, but nowhere near as bad as they told us early on, John. They were wrong. The models were wrong. The healthcare professionals internationally, nationally, everything else, were basing things on models that were wrong. And the death rate today that we know on COVID is about twice as much as the flu. Now, the flu is about at just about 1%, 0.1% or something like that, very low. And this is like 2.4 for COVID. So it's more than the flu. They have that right, but not like, you know, we're going to have a swarm of a death based on a death rate that was much higher. That's the latest of what we know, and I think South Dakota sort of proved that out in that situation with a large number of people at the plant getting in, none of them even being hospitalized. Make sense?
Well, no. That's why I called, I guess, because I couldn't find it making any sense out of South Dakota not doing anything at all, finding all those cases in one place and not hearing anything more about it except the South Dakota governor was the worst governor in the world. Because she didn't shut anything down and mind the rest of the nation. And I guess I see it right now as, you know, we've hollered wolf for so long that this is a big nothing. And I'm sorry, we ruined our schools. We've ruined everything, sports for North Dakota for the summer. I mean, it's just a joke. Thank you.
John, appreciate your call. By the way, the correct number of workers who had it down there was a little higher than your number. It was 783. 783 are the ones that actually tested positive. None. Zero. Ended up in the hospital. Ben in Kenmare. Goose capital of North Dakota. Hello, Ben.
Yes, yes. Hey, glad you got me on here. Ward County is voting on the weather mod situation or whether or not to continue it. And I'm not going to get into whether or not it works or not. Trying to work with the folks on the no vote is they're all over the place. It works. It doesn't work. I want hail. I don't want hail. Talking to them is sort of like trying to nail jello to a tree. But at any rate, what I want to talk about is absolute cost to me. I called the Ward County Auditor's Office and asked what it truly cost me. Now, we're paying
On a quarter of land, we're paying in excess of $1,000 of property taxes. And out of that, I was looking for what my cost to weather mod was. And it was really interesting. In 2019 taxes, the nice lady broke it down for me. And my cost in 19 was 28 cents to 25 cents per quarter of land, not per acre. And I went back over the years on the Ward County website from 2006 to 2020.
Hey, Ben, do me a favor, if you would. Hold that thought. We'll pick up after the news break. Don't go away, Ben. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.